question was recently requested by one of the subscribers, if we could start discussing some of the laws of Yehud, the laws of being forbidden to be secluded with a man and a lady together, and the different details of this halakha, which happened to be quite complex. Just as an introduction to these laws, that Rambam, in the laws of Isurei Bi'ah, in Perechav Bet, writes, V'yizaher min ha-yichud shehu ha-gorem ha-gadol. The Rambam writes that the biggest cause of illicit relations and relationships and problems regarding Gilui Arayot, the first problem and the biggest catalyst that causes it, is because people are not careful on the laws of Yehud. He continues, Gedolei Hachamim ayu umrim letalmidehem. The great Hachamim used to tell their students, Hizaharu bi mepene kalati. They would tell their students, warn me if you see that I'm being secluded with my daughter-in-law. They themselves went out of their way to show their students the Yetzer Hara's ways. They said, if you see me being secluded with my daughter-in-law, let me know. In order to show the students that they shouldn't trust themselves and that they have to be careful. The Me'iri, one of the Rishonim, comments on the Gemara in Kiddushin, and he says, Yehud mafteyach umavo de gilui irva. He says that's the key that opens the door that leads Chas v'Shalom to sin. There's a Sha'ar Teshuvah, Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Sha'ar Shelishi, Od Zayin, he writes, Ki hanizhar mehityahed im isha. If a person is careful from secluding himself with the forbidden ladies, mepahdo pen yikashil be'avon, because he's scared that he might commit sin, v'kasher gazul abotel, like our rabbis decreed, haloze me'asher zarach al nafsho, or yirat Elohim yitbarach. So at that moment, the fear of God hovers him and comes down on him, and that is a way that the person becomes a Yirei Shamayim, by fulfilling these fences in order not to lead to sin. I would also refer the listeners to the Sefer HaChinuch, which gives the rationale behind the mitzvot in mitzvah number Kuf Pehet 188. Over there he talks at length on the Isur of Yehud. One story, there is a rabbi that was called in the Tivot HaMishpat, called him Rabbi Yaakov Melissa. He also wrote a sefer called Chavot Da'at. His daughter had a daughter that was engaged. So the mother and daughter went on a coach that was being driven by a goy to go buy, I guess, gifts and different clothes in order to prepare for the wedding. The driver veered off the road, knowing that they had money on them, took them into a house, took all their money, him and along with a partner of his, went into the oven and lit a fire and planned to take them both and burn them and kill them in order to get rid of the evidence. In the interim, they were tied up, and these gangsters were counting their money. Some German officers came into the house. They got scared, the robbers, and they ran. And the daughter of the Netivot HaMishpat and his granddaughter ended up getting saved, miraculously. That night, the Netivot HaMishpat came to his daughter in a dream and said that he was in Shamayim and he saw what happened, and he went to one of the levels in Shamayim to plead that nothing bad should happen, and they said no. She transgressed the sin of Yehud. She was alone with the wagon driver. There's nothing we can do. And then the Netivot says, I had to go to a higher level in heaven and plead my case in front of Borei Olam. And I said, please, in the zechut of the Sefarim that I wrote, in the zechut of the books that I wrote, the Tivot HaMishpat, etc., please save my daughter and granddaughter, and that was what made the deal. But you see over here from this story, how important it is, Yehud, that we shouldn't treat it lightly and say, oh, big deal, nothing's going to happen, and I can control, and this and that. You see already in Shamayim, they treat these laws very seriously to the extent where it jeopardized even the safety of those people. In any event, in the future, we'll try to just say some of the practical halachot, but this serves as an introduction to show that the subject is quite serious and is brought down by all the Rishonim. It's actually from a Gemara Kiddushin Daf Peh, and Bezat Hashem, we will elaborate going forward.